Thank you for tuning in to Vine Life with host Janine Davis and special guest Dr. Charles Martin, world-renowned saxophonist and pastor of Integrity's Voice of Victory Church, with Dr. Larry Mack.
Good morning. Welcome to Vine Life Connection. We are here again with part two of relationships, dealing in relationships with Pastor Charles Martin and Dr. Larry G. Mack Jr. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Janine.
So good to have you again. But anyway, let's just jump in. I think the last thing that you were saying, Pastor Martin, you were talking, just getting into the man-woman relationship, the husband and wife. Uh-huh. So let's take off there.
Well, I think, I had a visitation from the Lord. I had been seeking God about so many people who were single, needing a wife, and so many precious ladies that were single and needing a husband. And I really, because I saw such beautiful single people, and I was like, why aren't they seeing each other? And a lot of the single people in our church was voicing to me they were tired of the game playing and the dating scene, and and that's across the board. That's any country you go in. Mm-hmm. There are some roles that society has taught single people to play, mm-hmm. that they don't have to play. Mm-hmm. But the Lord was showing me some things that are so vital to understanding women and men, mm-hmm. and things that are so vital in men in understanding women, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to share some of those things. One of the things the Lord gave me, if you will communicate to her heart and then her head, she'll understand. A lot of men come to me and say, Pastor Charles, she just doesn't understand me. Well, the reason why she doesn't understand you is because you haven't taken time to explain yourself to her heart. Men try to reach women through their head, mm-hmm. but women can be more supremely communicated to when a man learns to speak to her heart. Mm-hmm. Women don't want men to say, I love you, as much as she wants them to show her and help her feel that he loves her.
Yes.
Because a man can talk all day long, but mm-hmm. if his actions are saying something different than his words, mm-hmm. it's not going to reach her heart. Mm-hmm. And that's where she feels safest. Mm-hmm. You can give a woman all the information in the world. You're in a tornado safe shelter. And if she hears the sound of the wind and she feels the rumble of the tornado, no matter how fortified that place is, she's not going to feel safe, because whoever gave her the information did not give her a revelation.
Okay.
Women need to feel what men are saying. They just don't need to know what a man says. A man feels like the moment he releases information, she ought to be able to discern that information, take it, and apply it to her feelings.
Well, I have a question. Mm-hmm. As men being the authority figure in the household, and in the divine order, holy order of Christ, Christ put you there, above us, above, you know, the things that happen in this world. Do they not understand this, or they don't want to do it, or they haven't been taught
men
to do
don't
it, or
understand
society
it.
They
don't understand it. It has to be given. The Bible says, deal with your wives according to knowledge. That means you have to watch her and see what she relates to, see what she doesn't relate to. What does she respond to?
Right.
What doesn't she respond to? Mm-hmm. But if you'll communicate to her heart, then her head, she'll understand. If you'll communicate to his head, then his heart, then he'll understand. A lot of single moms come to me and they say, Pastor Charles, I got a young man and he doesn't listen to me. And the reason why he doesn't listen, because she says, Jimmy, you just hurt mom every time you do that. Uh-huh. You just hurt so bad. Well, she's relating to him out of her emotion. Mm-hmm. But if she wants to be effective with her son, she has to say, listen, son, sit down. No emotion. Give him information. Mm-hmm. The next time you do this, mommy is going to take away your video games. Mm-hmm. And then that's it. She mm-hmm. doesn't need to show any emotion. Mm-hmm. She needs to give him information. Mm-hmm. All right. Next time he messes up, without any warning, without any crying, mm-hmm. without any lament, oh, I don't want to do this, but I'm going to have to take your video game. No, mm-hmm. The video game disappears. Mm-hmm. Now, she's created an environment of clarity for him. Not clouded up with emotion.
Okay.
It's clear. I will suffer when I do this.
Okay.
Now, when a man is dealing with his daughter, in order to get her to respond properly, you don't just take away her cell phone. You explain to her, this doesn't, daddy doesn't feel good when he finds out that you are texting cuss words.
I'm trying to visualize you saying that to your daughter.
Yes. I just had this issue with my daughter last week.
Okay.
Daddy is not happy with what I saw that you text the other day. And so, Dad, it hurts my heart, daughter, mm-hmm. when you do that.
Yeah.
You're breaking my heart when you're not using the tools I gave you as a father to communicate. So the next time I see a text on your phone mm-hmm. that's not reflective of Jesus Christ, I'm going to take your phone. Now, I don't want to take your phone, but I have to take your phone, daughter. Okay. Okay. The next time she does it, you go in there, hand me your phone. Now, this breaks my heart. I love you, young lady, mm-hmm. but I love you too much to allow you. You take the phone. Mm-hmm. Well, I spoke to her heart.
Right.
That's my daughter. Okay. But with my son, I speak to his head.
Okay.
When a woman is suffering in a relationship with her husband, she cannot say, honey, why do you do this? Every time I tell you not to do this, you keep doing it. You're hurting me. He's like, okay, I'm sorry, whatever. Yeah. You know. But what she needs to do is step in there and say, listen, Johnny, you're causing me a lot of pain. Don't show it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you do this to me, Johnny, I don't want to make love to you.
Mm-hmm.
I won't make love to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to make you breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do anything for you because I don't like the way you're making me feel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next time you do this, I've asked you over and over, I'm not going to do this. Now, I know the scripture says this,
mm-hmm.
but we need a change in our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
See, men, you don't want your wife to make love to you. You want your wife to want to make love to you.
Okay.
Men, you don't want your wife to make you breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Men, you want your wife to want to make you breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
The Christian relationships have been, just because the Bible says something, we force each other into it, and it's not love.
Okay.
You can make your husband, if it's your duty to make your husband breakfast and you do it out of duty, there's no love in it, and
mm-hmm.
God gets no glory.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you're making love to your husband because it is your duty, that husband is not really being ministered to, and you are not giving God glory in that action that should be so beautiful.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what we have to do is a man has to relate to a woman's heart, and a woman has to relate to a man's head.
Mm-hmm.
He
mm-hmm.
needs to know you're mm-hmm. going to suffer some pain
mm-hmm.
when you don't do this for me
mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
I refuse to do this out of duty.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do mm-hmm. this for you out of my love.
But women, like you said, we're so emotional. You know, we don't want to, we think we're pressing pain upon that individual that we love. But I have to tell you this story real quick. It was Christmas recently, and I had cooked this wonderful, wonderful meal. All the family was there and everything. Well, they were watching the game. Yeah, I live with guys, right? And so it was getting chilly, and I said, I want you guys to turn a fireplace on. It's gas. And so, you know, my husband could care less about the fireplace. I was interrupting the game. And he was like, oh, you're not going to turn that thing on. I said, oh, yes, we are. And he says, I'm not turning it on. I said, you're not going to turn on the fireplace? I said, well, I tell y'all what. Nobody eats until this fireplace is turned on. That fireplace was turned on in 5 minutes.
That's a perfect
and I
example.
Said, thank you, Jesus. And so right. My oldest son, he came back. He said, that was so unnecessary. I said, but it got the job done. Amen. And we had a wonderful, warm
right.
holiday meal yeah. by the fire.
And, you know, as time goes on, the appreciation for one another increases when you understand one another.
Yeah.
Like one of the things the Lord gave me is if you communicate to his head, then his heart will understand. Anything that makes sense and anything that is firm will continue to interest a man.
Yes.
If it makes sense,
yes.
a man is going to be interested in it.
Yes.
The more a woman makes no sense to him,
mm-hmm.
she's crying, but she doesn't know why she's crying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's hurt, but she doesn't know why she's hurt.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't understand it, he loses interest.
Okay.
The same thing with a woman. If a woman feels like he doesn't have any feelings, she's not going to be interested in him because a woman does not feel safe in an environment where a man can't feel.
Okay, so could you repeat that again? It's not that he doesn't have feelings. It's just that you're not ministering or talking to him or communicating in a way that he is understanding it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Amen. That's
a man
awesome.
Has to understand.
Now, Pastor, you're taking excerpts from your book.
Yeah, I have a book called Relationship Technology, and the Lord gave it to me a number of years ago. And it helps us understand the opposite sex. For instance, many women are frustrated with men because they seem unemotional. Many men are frustrated with women because they seem too emotional. Women need time to process their feelings into clear thoughts. See, so many times men come to women and they want a thought. They want how, what are men want to know when men see a woman? He wants to know in order for a man to feel safe. He says, what are you thinking? But when a woman comes to a man, in order for her to feel safe, she's thinking, how do you feel?
Right.
If you ask a man how he feels, he says, let me think about it.
Right.
But if you ask a woman what she's thinking, she says, let me check my feelings. Because a woman's thinking is based on her feelings. A man's feelings are based on his thinking.
But shouldn't it all be all based on the word of God, how we treat each other? But communicated in those ways that you're saying.
It should be, but it is not. see, it takes years for the word of God to take root.
Yes.
And until then, we have, but even if a woman is saturated with the word of God, she's still going to be emotionally driven to some extent, because that's the way she's wired. Women are nurturers. By nature, they nurture their environment. You can build a house, but it's not a home till a woman lives there.
And that's why it's so hard for a woman to
give. But it takes the ingenuity of a man to actually build the house, but it takes the emotional love of a woman to make a house a home.
Right, but that's why, because we're nurturers, it's so hard to give people that we love ultimatums.
Right. But if you have,
that's a problem.
If you have the male species in your life and you want to accomplish the task of communication, you must give ultimatums, because
Amen.
Men are like more like dogs.
Okay.
Women are more like kittens.
Okay.
A dog is trained with pain. And if he's in his formative years young, he's not just trained with pain. He's trained with information.
Okay.
Like when my son was young, I just give him the right information. He trusts me and he follows through. But the older a man gets, sometimes he has to understand, this is going to cost me if I keep doing this.
Okay.
Particularly a young
man.
Now, an old seasoned man, he has the love of God.
Okay.
Work operating his life in more of a greater way. But a young man, okay, what's going to happen to me if I don't?
Okay.
Because men are appetite driven.
Okay.
Like I counsel a lot of couples and a lot of the sex issues come up. And women don't realize, women don't really have a sex drive.
Okay.
Women have sex.
Okay.
It's part of the life. But most women can go a long time longer without sex than a man. Why? Because a man is appetite driven. When a woman says she's hungry, I seldom believe her. She might have a few hunger pains and discomfort. But when a man is hungry, it's literally an all-consuming, that's why we eat more.
Well, and God put that in you for provision, to provide.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And the enemy, and being here on the earth when sin entered, it has been turned into something else.
Exactly. So God has to constantly be at the forefront of our lives so he can take those appetites and make them into something good.
Yes.
But it says women need time to process their feelings into clear thoughts. Men need time to process their thoughts into clear feelings. Like if I ask a man, how do you feel about this?
Do you ask a man that when you're counseling?
How do you feel? Most definitely. If I ask Larry Mack, how do you feel about this? He's going to say, let me think about it. Because a man is not going to instantly know how he feels about something till he's had time to think about it.
Process it.
But a woman, she may not give you her thoughts until she trusts you with her feelings.
Until she trusts you.
If a woman is constantly in an environment where she feels like she can say what she feels.
Yes.
She'll share her thoughts.
Yes.
But whenever a man gives a... When a man constantly puts a woman in an environment where her thoughts are not appreciated.
Yeah, in a box.
Right.
Yeah.
She won't share her thoughts. She will ignore her thoughts, because in order for her to feel safe, she follows her heart. Mm-hmm. She follows her feeling. Mm-hmm. She follows her instinct. They call it a woman's intuition. Mm-hmm. You know, another thing.
She's not allowed to be herself.
She
That's
has
a slow
to
death.
Be allowed to mm-hmm. be herself mm-hmm. without criticism.
Without criticism. And vice versa.
Exactly. Men can do and say things and their heart be disengaged. Women cannot understand, how could he say that mm-hmm. to me?
Mm-hmm.
But men, like for instance, me and Larry, we like football. A man can hit a guy and almost crush his spleen and it help him get up. That doesn't happen with women. In order for a woman to strike, she almost has to dislike you. Mm-hmm. But like Mike Tyson, he'll bust your nose out and then pat you on the butt after the fight. Mm-hmm. We can go have a steak mm-hmm. and we just almost killed each other. Why? Because men can do things and their heart not be engaged.
Right. Their heart and their emotions is not engaged.
But you watch Atlanta Housewives. If they slap each other and they get into a fight, they're not speaking the next day.
And so is that how men, all this adultery takes place? Because
exactly.
Because they're not engaged emotionally.
A man can have sex okay. with a woman and his heart be totally, it was totally, not always, but okay. most men can have sex with a woman that they're not in covenant with because it is a purely physically driven situation.
Physically driven.
But a woman, most times, by the time a woman begins to commit adultery, it's because her heart has been broken.
Okay.
And she's doing something out of her soul. She's trying to
strike. And even though we understand that, ladies, you're still held responsible. So I'm telling you, if that's what's happened to you, now go to repent. Yeah. What do you want? What do you want to share with that, Doctor?
There's so much that we can share. That this is a specialist. So Bishop Charles is the one who I call.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm having problems at home. You know, but one thing that maybe you should enlighten us on just a little bit is like, what about the situation? Because there were times you and I were on the phone, especially years ago, when you would say a man thinks like this, and I would think to myself, I wouldn't say it to you. I would say, I think like this, but then I noticed that I was raised by a woman. There was no male influence in my life until I got in the military. Mm-hmm. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
And so then there, oftentimes I think a man has to learn how to think like a man at times,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I don't think a woman is that attracted to an emotional man.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
Sometimes. Sometimes if a woman has been around a purely rational man her whole life, she's extremely attracted to an emotional man. But when she gets into a covenant with an emotional man, she needs him to be manly.
You mean like her father?
Yeah.
Like if she had a close relationship with her father?
Right.
Because the fathers are the first physical love of a woman's life.
Right.
And that's what she's looking at and looking for.
Right.
Oh, wow.
So most women want whatever it was they didn't have. Mm-hmm. If they had a purely emotional man, she may marry somebody like her father, but primarily she wants in a relationship a man that's a little rational, that doesn't break down and cry every time they experience something.
Right.
I want to read this. This goes into what you said. Men can do and say things and their heart be disengaged. Mike Tyson can hit you,
mm-hmm.
but he'll pat you on the butt after the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Or women can do and say things and their rationale be disengaged.
Right.
So in other words, a man says to a woman, how could you do that? What were you thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a woman can't tell you what she was thinking when she did it.
Because
she wasn't thinking when she did it.
Yeah.
She was reacting.
Absolutely.
Out of her emotions.
Yes.
And so a woman can say, how could you do that to me? Why? How could you do that to me? He says, it had nothing to do with my heart. I still love you. I still would die for you. I would still take a bullet for you. I would still give my life for you. But in my mind, in my reasoning, the reason why I did this is because you kept breaking my heart. You kept dishonoring me as a man. You kept ignoring me. And so
that the word is respect. You disrespect
the number one need a man has.
I want both of you mm-hmm. to define respect.
Right.
What is respect?
Well, the scripture calls it honor. Man has three basic needs. Number one, he needs honor. It's very, very important. The next thing he needs is, they say, is sexual contact.
Okay.
And the third thing a man needs is reward.
So what is respect to a man? I mean, when a man says, this woman keeps disrespecting
me. This is what honor is. Honor means that When a man comes into the house, let me give you an example. This is what I teach in my church. You're on the phone, girl. Yeah, that show was so funny. There's the XYZ. And then, oh, honey, listen, my man just walked in the house. I'm going to go check on him. And I know, she said, girl, you don't have to get off the phone just because he's coming home. I know, girl, but I'm getting ready to call you back. I'm going to go check on my man. Mm-hmm. You hanging up on, hey, baby, how you doing? Mm-hmm. Oh, baby, how you? Thanks for getting off the phone just because mm-hmm. I'm home. Mm-hmm. You know, I just want to let you know, do you need anything? Mm-hmm. You know, you got a ham sandwich in the refrigerator. I'm about to call my girlfriend back. Oh, okay, that's honor.
Okay.
Honor is
acknowledgement.
Honor is this. Kids, y'all shut up. Your daddy is tired. That's honor. Another way you honor your husband is baby, I like that shirt on you.
Oh, you praise him.
Praise him. Mm-hmm. Another way to honor your husband is even though you know he ain't been praying, you go up to him and say, "You know what, baby? I love when you pray for me. You make me feel safe as the priest of this home." And then it makes him like, oh my God, I need to pray more.
Yes.
Having faith in your man mm-hmm. is honoring.
Praise goes a long way.
It goes a long way.
Yes. Praise you goes know. A long way.
So that's how it goes. And when you honor the man, he'll make sure he actively loves. See, a lot of men can say, I love you. But that woman needs to feel it. A woman doesn't even need him to show it mm-hmm. as much she needs to feel mm-hmm. it. A man can be showing that mm-hmm. he loves, mm-hmm. but if she don't feel it, she's going to still feel left out in the cold.
Absolutely. And when that woman is telling this husband everything that he's doing wrong, there's a woman at work or at church somewhere that's telling him everything that he's doing right.
Right. Mm. And vice versa.
And vice versa. Yes, yes.
You know, Pastor, I was thinking about, like, when it comes to honor, you know, the Bible talks about husbands, love your wives. Mm-hmm. And then the Bible says, wives, you know, honor your husbands, mm-hmm. submit to your husbands. I mean, so those are two things that we need, that honor and then we need to be respected. Of that's how we feel love. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think you told me this years ago. You said that if you love her the way Christ loved the church, he has no problem respecting you. Mm-hmm. And this is a thing that I have a tendency for us to forget.
But the key is, keep that thought. The key is you have to find what do I do that she feels that love. See, some men feel like, well, I love her because I provide for her. Mm-hmm. She has a good car to drive.
Right.
And she still doesn't feel loved.
Right.
Exactly.
A woman does not take what she sees and the information she gets and feel loved. A woman lives in the heart, and he has to find a way to communicate to her soul. Mm-hmm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in the green. He restores my soul, mind, will, and emotions. The man has to speak to her mind, her will, and her emotions. Then she'll feel the love that he's given, no matter what he's given her. So finish that, what you said.
And that's exactly right. Man, that's so good. Mm-hmm. But this is the thing that I was going to share with you, is that we have to get beyond the eros. Eros mm-hmm. is that affection that you feel. Mm-hmm. You know, the intoxication, those butterflies you feel when mm-hmm. you first met somebody.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm so in love with you. You have two people, they're so in love. And then in that eros moment, we think that we know more about relationships than anyone, so we're ready to go ahead and teach marriage
class.
That's true.
This is a pastor talking.
Really.
Yeah, and then so it's like, so let's live life a little bit. And those same people can end up hating each other and yes. end up being divorced, because we have got to get this. No matter who you meet, you're going to reach this bedrock again. You're going to reach that moment where you don't feel love. You're going to reach the moment where you don't feel honored. Mm-hmm. And you got to be willing to work together as a couple. And I always tell people, read books. Mm-hmm. Read books about relationships. Read books about men. Read books about women. Get more educated. My wife told me this years ago. She said, if you attack our relationship like you attack your ministry, we would have the best marriage on the planet. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what she was talking about. She saw me working hard for God, mm-hmm. but she wanted me to work hard for her. So I think that if no matter who we're with, Pastor, can you say that we still have to learn? So mm-hmm. we think if I throw this wife away, get another one, mm-hmm. or throw this man away and get another one, mm-hmm. that we won't reach this bedrock again.
Right. And you're right. We're going to constantly reach the place where the feelings go away. Mm-hmm. But you got to realize God did create those feelings.
Yes.
And so a lot of the times the feelings get us through the bad times. And then whenever the feelings stop working, then the information gets us through the bad times. So if I realize a woman lives in her heart and a man lives in his head, and if I want to love her, I need to touch her heart. And that woman, if he needs to, if I am going to help him feel the love I have for him, I'm going to have to talk to his head. If a woman is aiming for a man's head and a man is aiming for a woman's heart, they can, their relationship can last through anything.
You know, when I learned how to get someone's heart, my wife's heart, when I learned how to listen, I was reading Sigmund Freud's life story. Mm-hmm. The reason why, and I hate to say this, but this is real life, though. The reason why he was able to have so many relationships with women is because he learned how to listen. We have two ears and one mouth. If we learn how to listen more, mm-hmm. when my wife gets to talking, communicating with me, I learn how to shut down and listen. Mm-hmm. Turn off the football game, Tebow it. You know, just, mm-hmm. Record it and listen to her. In those moments when I get her to talk, mm-hmm. even though maybe she's talking about things I'm not interested in, but I engage myself mm-hmm. because she's sharing her emotions. Mm-hmm. Words are spirit. She's sharing a part of her life with me. Mm-hmm. When I learn how to listen more, she feels like I love her more. So mm-hmm. if I can learn how to get her to open up to me and learn how to listen to her mm-hmm. and let her speak and let her talk and let her communicate. It seems like she's opening up more.
She'll figure out her own problems.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, well, we're going to have to break here. But audience, I'm going to bring these pastors back one more time. Part 3 next week. Stay tuned with us. Call your girlfriends. Let them know that Dr. Charles Martin will be here and also Dr. Larry G. Mack. We're talking about relationships. The next show next week, we'll be talking about man and the church, relationships with the church. Next time and this time, stay connected to the true vine, which is Jesus Christ.
Thank you for listening to Vine Life. For more information on today's show, you can go to www.theinterviews.com. This program brought to you by Vine Life Ministries.